We will now take up, Representative Derby, are we ready for House Bill 1134? I apologize for jumping around on the agenda. We've got some people that have come, been waiting to testify, so we'll take House Bill 1134. Representative Derby. 1134.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Representative Mike Derby, and I'm here on behalf of House Bill 1134, an act to establish license requirements for well pump installers and well repairers. And, Mr. Chairman, I do have two handouts. May I hand those out?
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll go over the handouts briefly. One's a bill brief and one's a letter from a person in support of the bill, and then I'll turn it over to Senator Huttmacher. First of all, you may remember this from last year, Senate Bill 90, and we've reintroduced it this year as House Bill 1134. And the reason we're reintroducing it is in regards to a public health concern. We want to protect drinking water from wells and homes that have no other water supply, and we want to protect wells and aquifers from contamination. And the goal of 1134 is to license well pump installers to help them receive training and education in proper installation methods and to provide a tracking system to help DENR in case of contamination problems. This time I'd like to refer to a letter from Alexander Drilling Company, and they say that being a part owner of Alexander Drilling and having been in the water well business for 30 years, I am concerned about the health and safety issues with regard to plumbers who are not licensed installing and working on pumps and pressure tanks. Many times, unlicensed personnel do not understand how much pressure the pump will produce and the size of pressure tank needed for a particular pump. A young boy was killed in Custer when his father was working on a pressure tank, setting up the pressure. The tank blew up, killing his son. Because of the safety hazard, it is important that people installing and working on water systems have the proper training and be licensed. And in regards to time at this time, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have Senator Huttmacher come up and speak.
Okay, Representative Verdi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Welcome to House Commerce, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. In my other life, when I'm not in peer, I'm a licensed well driller by trade, and we do a lot of work on water systems. And just for the record, I am also certified by the National Groundwater Association as a well driller and as also as a pump installer. And during the course of business, we attend many conferences, conventions where there's training that goes on different aspects of the industry. And as Representative Derby said, the main goal to this is to protection and contamination of groundwater situations and also the safety and health concerns of the people that have individual household water systems. In the business we're in, you see a lot of instances that are, I'll just give you an example. As a licensed well driller, I can't go out and put a pit over a well. I either have to terminate the casing 12 inches above the ground and put a house over it for freeze protection, or I have to put it into a pitless unit. The guy that has a backhoe and or is a pump installer can come out and put that pit over the top of that well that's against the code, but they have no way to do anything to him. They can take my driller's license or make me go out and fix it or cause me all kinds of grief because of that. The guy with the backhoe is putting the pump in there, they don't do anything to. Because in the first place, they don't know until they have a complaint that he's done that. He probably isn't aware of the code. That's part of the reason we're trying to get this into law to help track some of these people, get them to some of these training sessions so they know what the regulations are and what the health and safety concerns are. And currently, drillers are licensed under the Water Management Board, and this is just a substitute to it. What it would do is let anyone with a well driller's license install pumps. It would also create another category that says a well pump installer. It's a very simple bill. Most everything is in rule authority. The other thing with plumbers and electricians, they're licensed in a different section of the code, and they're regulated by either the Electrical Commission and or the Plumbing Commission. We as drillers happen to be regulated by the Water Management Board or the Water Rights Division of DENR. Currently, in all the surrounding states but Wyoming, have mandatory licenses for well drillers and pump installers. And also, for the record, they make them take anywhere from 6 to 10 hours of continuing education points per year to maintain that license. This bill does not require continuing education points. If I had my druthers, it would, but under the circumstances, we're trying to just make contact with these people and just try to get them to the training and get them familiar with the rules that they need to do. The National Groundwater Association did a survey in May of 1999. 27 states responded. Only 7 states, including South Dakota, had no regulations for pump installers. And this is a nationwide survey of all 50 states. I think that kind of speaks to itself, that most of the states are highly regulated. A lot of them do it through the Department of Health. Ours happens to be through the Department of Water and Natural Resources. And with that, I guess I would end testimony and open it up for questions if committee members have questions.
Thank you, Senator Hockmacher. At this time, I would offer any other proponents. We'll take questions as we get through with all the proponents. Any other proponents? Hearing none. Should we call those pharmacists back for you, Representative Olson?
Mr. Chairman, he was just trying to be funny, and now he's a hacker again.
Are there no other proponents? Are there any questions of the presenters? Representative Siebert.
Senator Hockmacher, this was opposed, I believe, last year by DENR. Can you tell me why?
Well, that's it started out that way. I think that the governor wasn't too happy with the bill, and there was some political climate there that wasn't good. And before it ended up, they got out of the fray of the bill, and it was killed on the House floor.
Follow up.
At the present time, do people that work on rural water systems, do they have to have a license?
Not that I'm aware of.
Go ahead.
So what I'm hearing is someone could work on a water pipe out here at Pier, a water line, and in a pump station, and that water could end up as far as Huron when they get to the line. Is that... if he contaminated.
That's my understanding.
Any other questions? Representative Solem.
Senator Hockmacher. The bill says that a well driller already must have a license. That's in statute already?
Yeah, that's existing statute.
Okay, and a follow-up. And now we say must have a well pump installer license. Now, what if the well driller and the well pump installer are the same person?
All they need is a well driller's license. You can drill wells and install pump with a well driller's license. If you're just a pump installer, you need the pump installer license.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator, I don't know anything about installing pumps. I just paid my $50. Do I have the license?
Currently, DENR Water Rights, what they want to do is they'll grandfather everybody in. They estimate there could be 35 to 40 people that are out there that are doing this. They don't really have any idea. They're just kind of, went through the phone book last year and said, these are the guys that have ads out there that are working on pumps, and this is how many we think there are. But currently they don't have any idea, but
But I could pay my $50 and get a license, and I could go to work.
You could pay your $50, yes, because their intent is to grandfather these guys in to start with and then get them the training and make sure they're aware of the regulation.
So the DENR are going to set up some continuing education requirements? Is that?
No, they're not going to. I wish they would, but their intent isn't to do that. But what their intent is to do is to get in touch with these people, make sure they've got a copy of the well construction code, which addresses a lot of this stuff about the termination of casing above the ground and the pitless and sizing pumps and the different things you have to do. And their intent is to just notify them of the rules, and then when there's trade shows and education things going on, they can notify them that these are going on.
Okay. Representative Valandra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Huttmacher, I guess I don't know the parameters of what a well pump installer is. I mean, it could be complicated, you know, getting into the pressure tank and switches and all that. What about just a well on the farm or something like that? Would that be exempt from?
Well, in statute, or in, not really statute, in rules right now, they exempt as electrical and plumbing, they all do. You can do your own work as long as it meets code. But to go out onto somebody's farm, if this passed and they got their rule-making authority, and after the 1st of July, once they had the rules in place, you'd have to have that pump installer's license to work on residential and or commercial.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
But they could still do their own.
Say the pump goes out at the farm and cattle are thirsty and call the neighbor because he helped put it in, or he a little bit sharper or whatever, and he comes over, fixes it, you get water for the cattle. Did he just violate some type of
as long as he hasn't taken any money, I could see it's at one of those exchange labor things, and you're under your control on your place, so you wouldn't be in violation.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Representative Siebert.
This license, would that be each individual, or would that be Huttmacher Incorporated have the license?
It would be as a company. That's the way it works now. There has to be...
I'm not familiar with it.
There has to be a... The company is basically in name. My driller's license says it's for Huttmacher Drilling, Inc., but I am the licensed representative who has to sign. I have to have the training and the experience, and I'm responsible for meeting the well code, so I have to sign those logs that are returned to the state when wells are drilled. Pumps, you're not going to have any logs to deal with, but somebody will have to be responsible under that license.
Any other questions? Representative Broderick.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Huttmacher, I remember this bill last year, and... I guess the thing that concerns me is that we're going to grandfather in everybody that's doing what you are trying to do away with this bill, and that's having people who are not properly trained. How long is the license good for, and when the license is renewed, will there be some kind of a competency test on these people trying to obtain or renew their licenses?
Well, currently those are on a calendar year, and they're renewed, have to be renewed every year. DENR typically doesn't get involved with revocation of driller's licenses until there's code violations or you haven't turned your well logs in or things like that. They usually don't get involved until there's been complaints. I think the main thing, I realize it's a concern trying to grandfather those guys in, but I don't think it's fair to somebody that's been doing something in business to exactly exclude them. I think we ought to let them into it, and then we need to get them the training and the proper documents, you know, so they know exactly what they should do and what they shouldn't do. Then if they don't follow the rules, Water Rights has the opportunity to take their license or say, no, you go fix this, and the next time we are going to take your license.
I'm in favor of your bill, but I just feel a little queasy about giving somebody a license that, in fact, is tainting the water on properties throughout the state of South Dakota.
I understand. Yeah. I would like to make sure they had hours and everything else, but we're just trying to get this thing started so we can get somewhere down the road with it, hopefully.
Representative Peterson.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Well, Senator Nutmark, you just basically answered my question. You know, he talked about grandfathering. A couple of years ago, we changed the license on kids driving, so we grandfathered some in, you know, teenagers. And that's a way to get started. The way I look at this, and then, like you say, there isn't a clause in it that probably should be, but this is an attempt to get this started so that in future years, and we do have a licensing system, and we will take care of it, but you have to start somewhere. And that's why you want to grandfather those in who have as much expertise as they have now. And I think it's a decent bill, and it should be tried.
Thank you. Any other questions of the proponents? Remember, we have opponents to take it. Jose Brown.
The only question, as I remember last year, the big heartburn on this was the same thing that Representative Landrum brought up about neighbors helping neighbors. And you said you don't think they will, but there's no guarantee that they might not be in violation. Isn't that correct?
Well, yeah, Representative Brown, that is true, but you're excluded from, you know, whether you're plumbing or being the electrician or doing anything with your own residence. And I really, in the first place, DNR is going to have to know that the guy went over there. Something major is going to have to happen, because until they get a complaint into water rights about it, nobody's going to know what happened to start with. And secondly, there's the clause in there that you can do anything you want to as long as it meets code. And in the instance of the plumbing or electrical, if you do your own work, you don't have to be licensed. It has to meet the code, and then you can call for an electrical inspector or plumbing inspector. There's no inspectors into this that really will come check.
Any other questions? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator, what's the fee for the license?
Currently, driver's license is $50 a year. Pretty reasonable. I wish they were $500 and we wouldn't have so many floating around. But.
Any other questions? Hearing none, we will now take opponents of House Bill 1134. Any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, I'll close the committee public testimony for discussion and or action on House Bill 1134.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Peterson.
I move do pass on 1134.
Do pass motion on 1134. Seconded by Representative Bogalka. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor will signify by saying aye. All those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll. Please turn on your microphones.
Aye.
Aye.
Brown. Nay.
Spencer. Aye.
Aye.
Matson.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Solem.
Aye.
Landreth.
Aye.
Bieber.
Aye.
Pinoz.
Aye.
Like
that motion passes 12 to 1. Goes to the floor, a due pass. Thank you.